Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to our show. Glad to have you with us today. And we are, Neil and I, continuing our discussion on chakra meltdown. And I see a smile playing at your lips, Neil.
Just chakra meltdown.
Well, it was your title.
You know, these
I have to
nifty
hand it all to you. You do well. No, it's good.
Yeah.
It was catchy. So, yeah, chakra meltdown, which happens, unfortunately, to many of us, and we don't want those chakras melting. But first, want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. Of course, following us here on Blog Talk Radio is always great. Nobody's followed us in quite a while, Neil. Despite my announcements, we haven't garnered any new followers in a couple of weeks. So we really do.
John Denver said, follow me where I go.
What I do, what I know.
Like you don't want to have followers. You know, look where he landed.
Yeah.
But following, when you choose to follow somebody, hopefully you hope they're going to a place that is, it makes sense and logic.
Right, exactly. But, you know, we do provide readings and our service twice a week, and we appreciate if you're going to call for readings if you support us. That would be our request from you. And of course, you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. And Neil can be contacted 562-596-7818. And we've got some callers, but of course, we're going to be talking first. So let's talk, Neil.
Well, chakra meltdown can result from simply one chakra being out of balance. They can cause a misalignment with all the chakras. So it's really important to know if one chakra is out of balance, it's pretty important to understand which chakra that is, so you have some idea of being aware that our bodies are in constant flux between balance and imbalance. And if one of our chakras is in balance, then it can disrupt the whole system and shut down the whole system. It's just like anything, you know, in terms of mechanics. One part can mess up everything. So you've got to make sure that your main source of energy is operating. That's the main battery. If the battery goes dead, then you're in trouble. And even if all the parts are working, once your battery goes dead, nothing's going to work. So what is the battery of the chakra system? What do you suppose the battery of the chakra system would be?
The battery of the chakra system.
Of all the chakra systems, where do you think the battery is located?
Well, the energy center, the center is the heart.
Mm-hmm. It'd be the heart.
Yeah, that's what
that's your battery. You know, there's no heartbeat. We have no heartbeat. We have no battery. So if your heart chakra goes out, you're pretty much screwed.
Screwed?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
not in a good way.
No. The idea is, your first can go out, your second can go out, and you can have problems, big problems. But if your fourth goes out, forget it. Your battery's dead. So what is the fourth chakra?
And we're talking about a fourth on a physical level.
On a physical level, but the four chakras actually connects matter and spirit. So the fourth chakra is going to connect, is kind of the balance chakra. It connects matter, first three chakras, one, two, three, and spirit. five, six, seven. Those chakra systems and then beyond. So the fourth chakra is kind of like the headquarters. You've got to go to the fourth chakra. That's, of course, your heart chakra. And it's in the middle of the seven immediate chakras. And it ties together the energies of matter, right, and spirit. Matter for the first three.
Matter?
The physicality of the earth, our security systems, our basic needs. That would include issues with the first three vertebrae, the bladder, the colon. If you don't feel safe or you feel like you've got some fear going on for something or anxiety, then that's your first chakra is messed up, and you got to be aware of that, you know, because you want stability, you want security, you want to be able to have that feeling. So even if you are going through anxiety, if it's upsetting enough to a degree to where your security or stability is being threatened, some people can say, you know, life is really messed up, but I'm okay. I'll be okay. I'm okay. I feel okay. I just have to get these problems fixed out. That's one.
So, so they're more grounded in their first chakra, obviously,
they're more
those
grounded
types of people. So yeah, despite the upset, they stay grounded.
Right. But if you say, if you're in panic mode and you go, oh, God, everything's going wrong. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, I can't think. Your first chakra is messed up, and that's a problem. Second chakra?
Self-esteem, self-confidence.
For which one?
Second,
yeah. Creativity, sexual energy. Oh my God, I just broke up. I just broke up with my partner, and I can't even, everything's going wrong. Well, now the second has caused the first to go haywire, and the second's all messed up. Or, you know, I'm okay, I'm stable, but my partner and I are having sexual problems. There's a sexual dysfunction between us. Well, then you just analyze it pretty clearly. The first is okay, but the second, now that problem can ultimately affect the first, because if it gets deep enough, you suddenly don't feel secure anymore. And that, so that's kind of obvious, you know, and that's right. That's the pubic bone right below the navel. And there's creative expression in there, just because why is there creative expression in the second chakra? Well, you know, with animals, the whole creative aspect of sexuality is most apparent in animals. You know, the birds fluff up their feathers. They were just talking
mating
about
rituals.
The bird that they were going to put on the extinction list. You know, they do this big thing with their chest. You know, those birds that puff out their chest, grouse bird. They puff out their chest. They do this big dance that the feathers are going everywhere. So the attitude that sexual energy is also a matter of self-expression and creativity, that's being creative, the way they dance, the way they puff up their chests, that's a way of being creative, how a bird builds a nest. There's all these different ways that are creative in the second chakra that connect to the idea of sexuality, because in the animal kingdom, sexuality is about mating, right? And producing offsprings. So sometimes we have to be creative to get there, just as much as a love poem to your lover, the sonnets and everything, is an expression of the second chakra. Mm-hmm. It's an expression of that chakra. So in that regard, when the attitude of sexuality is compromised, we have a problem in the second chakra, and that can lead to a problem also of creative expression. So of course, the third chakra, navel to basically the breastbone, that's also our source of personal power.
Right, and appetite as well, right?
Appetite. Well, because the appetite, the food gives us energy. So everything going to the stomach, which converts all the food to energy and everything, that's why we talk about personal power, because that's our fuel. That's where we basically hold, that's our gas tank, so to speak. Well, the gas tank's a little bit lower, but the third, before we get down there, we're in the stomach area. But but in that regard, that's the exhaust pipe. The other aspect of this, okay, so the stomach energy is our personal power. That's why, you know, you have a gut feeling, or you have no guts, you know, that's where our guts are, basically. And
right, and so it's the lower brain, it's our instinct center, it's where we first start to feel intuition.
Intuition. And when people say, you know, I have no stomach for violence, I have no, you know, we don't need violence. Why we say that is because the stomach is the energy that converts energy. So that's, that sets the stage for how we deal with life, basically, how we convert our energy into either a weakness or a strength. So that's why the stomach has become a predominant symbolic theme of personal power, when really the stomach really doesn't have personal power, but because of the function of the stomach in the third chakra, it now has taken on that meaning from a biological standpoint, a physiological standpoint, to one where there is that more at that attitude. Now that all leads up to the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra commands all that.
What's above it, as we said earlier.
Yeah, and what's above it. So it goes vice versa. But the fourth chakra won't allow any energy to get above it if there's something wrong.
Right.
And if there's a block, well, the fourth chakra won't even feel it.
So what you're saying is if people have imbalances in the lower chakras, Neil, then it's very hard to actualize the higher chakras. It's very challenging. So sight, you know, vision, communication can be affected.
Kind of. Stephen Hawkins. Now, there's an example of someone who's got some blocked
Stephen
energy.
Hawking.
Now, but you see, his higher chakras are functioning.
They are. That's true.
So you got to be crafty in how you analyze
right.
this stuff, because
but
you can be paralyzed and still be brilliant.
Right. So, but I'm not there are obviously exceptions, but I'm saying that if people are immersed in foundational problems or problems with their ego and relationships, this type of thing, I'm talking on a more mundane
level. Yeah.
So it makes it difficult to access these higher chakras and just be in a spiritual state of mind or state of being, I should say.
Right. So, you know, I mean, obviously, if you're constipated, that's a problem with your fourth chakra. If you have acute bronchitis, you know, in your chest and everything, that's going to be more in your fourth chakra. So if you're, you can look at the way your chakra is operating by looking at the way that your health is operating. That's a good indication.
Right, but you can also have good health and still have imbalances in the chakras on non-physical levels.
Yeah, that can be more of a, you can have good health, but
and the
but
last
now,
show that we
now
did.
If you, you know, people have great health, but they're horrible communicators. So it's going to be a fifth chakra symbol there. Or if they have, you know, laryngitis, that could be more obvious. People can be in good health, but they're kind of in a fog. They're mixed up. They're really good health, but when you talk to them, they don't make sense. They're kind of scattered people. They hoard things. You know, that's a problem in the sixth chakra. When your vision isn't clear and your world becomes cluttered, you have a sixth chakra meltdown. When you are clear and you know what you want and you activate and self-actualize, your sixth chakra is perfect. But you can have a sixth chakra meltdown and still function, more or less. But what it will do is it will obstruct the flow of your life so that you don't have that, the advantage of using all the chakra systems. If, in fact, you have a block in your sixth chakra, it can ultimately lead to depression and stagnation. So you'll have to make sure that all your chakras are working in proper order.
Right.
I just talked to a brilliant guy yesterday, but he's agnostic. He doesn't really know, agnostic, you're not sure there's a God. You're not sure what is beyond this physical plane. But yet you can be very successful, very brilliant, intellectual, and you can also go on the razor's edge. You can go on the search. The search for truth, the search for enlightenment, the search for spirituality, and still kind of be in an existential haze about what life is all about until you take a proper stance about it. But there is an energy, and the person's healthy too. So there's an energy where the sixth chakra is still working because it's exploring.
Right.
But what is happening in the terminology of the sixth chakra, you're starting to have meltdown in the seventh chakra because your spirituality is in question.
Right. And I would say, I mean, I would analyze that to mean that the sixth chakra is working, but it's contained it's not expansive.
It's not expansive because, you know, the person, you can really do good work in the earth. You can help others. You can be in foundations. You can do all kinds of things. You can activate your higher self.
It doesn't mean you're spiritual or going to.
Well, you know, we get into this abstract concept of God, and we have to define that ultimate supreme being. And if we start to get hazy about that energy, and we just assume that, yes, we have personal responsibility to be a good person, to help others, to do all the good works, and then at the end of the line, you just die. Well, what if in the case of that? Of that aspect, we're defying God. We're saying there is really no God. And because we don't see God directly and feel God directly, the only thing can manifest about God is there's an absolute awe in the universe. It goes on and on and on. There's beauty in the planet. There's some kind of organized system to the solar system, to the human body. But I don't know, whatever created this, maybe it was, you know, some rock happened and then some organism came out of it. You've got to have an absolute sense of the deity, of the absolute sense of God. So the ultimate sense of spirituality is where your root is. Your root shouldn't really be plugged into your first chakra. It should be plugged into the chakras above the seventh, which is ultimately leading to God where there's no question. So you know, that can ultimately cause a shutdown in the seventh chakra, because then, you know, there's the idea of what is life? What is the purpose? People get to have existential angst at some point in their life because they don't really see the ultimate purpose to life if they don't have an immediate reaction to something that's positive. And then they start to sway with whatever positive or negative that's going on around them.
So, you know, on today's show, which we didn't get to, Neil, I wanted to talk a little bit about how to correct some of these imbalances. And I know oftentimes on the show or, you know, in private readings when you're dealing with clients, every person is different in terms of how to rebalance the chakra or to make it whole again. So there's not really a general statement you can make about how to balance each chakra necessarily. There has to be some kind of general advice.
You know, the deep dive into the chakra through the breath, the meditation, the attitude that you're connecting to your body, mind, and soul within yourself, the acaloids, the statements you make about yourself, about the fact that you're existing, to get in touch with that aspect. So that would be the first position of I am. I am, I am, I am, I exist. Mm-hmm. And so I am is I, the ego, am, I exist. So that's the first rule of thumb. Recognize that you exist. Cut out all the aspects of what makes up your existence, but just that you exist. The most solitary aspect, the sheer aspect of existence is the fact that you're in touch with your breath. The breath then leads to the soul. The soul leads to the spirit. So breath leads to body, soul, spirit. And the more that your brain expands into that, the more you're going to have a transcendent thought. You're going to go into some kind of a hallucination about existence and how vast and wonderful it is. So you've got to lead to those three layers, body, soul, spirit.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let's get to our callers, Neil. And our first is going to be Deanna, because she emailed me, well, not emailed, but commented yesterday. So I know she has a question. Hi, hey. Deanna.
Can you hear me well?
It's okay, yeah. 33.6, okay. She's 11.49, Neil.
Let me turn off the food because I didn't expect to be put on.
Okay. Yes, well, you commented yesterday, so I wanted to make sure you got on first.
It was very kind of you to do that. I just,
no problem.
You know, wasn't thinking clearly. My sixth chakra is not working well. Actually, neither are the other six.
Oh, no. I think you've got some good chakras there, Deanna. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, I think one and two probably.
Yeah.
And sometimes six. I wonder if Neil could tell me what he feels. I need to put in for a job. I've been going back and forth, hesitating, wobbling, and this is the job that I have always wanted. But I have been stymied by some other people in, you know, that work there, and my efforts were thwarted. So now I'm wondering, do I go ahead and try it again? And also the fact that my age is increasing as days go by, and though they cannot leave me out of it because of age, since this is the U.S. Government, they can sort of set me aside for other reasons. What do you feel about my chances, Neil?
Deanna, what kind? He's asking what kind of job. I mean, I'm assuming it's translating. Is it like you're saying something about the federal government? Is it a government job? Because
yeah,
it's hard
it
to hear you.
Yes, it is. It is. It is, and it is an interpreter job.
Interpreter with, and it's with the government.
Oh yeah.
And this is like, is it a full-time job, or is this something, because I know that you do like independent contractor work. Is this like a job?
No, this is employment.
It's employment.
Actual employment.
All right.
I would be an employee rather than a contractor.
So Deanna, absolutely you should pursue the position and base it on your, one, experience, two, your verbal delivery, so your experience, your credentials, your verbal active delivery when you go to speak with them, and you know, and then that assurance should land you the position. There's no reason. This isn't about your age. This is about your energy, based on the sheer foundation of your experience and credentials. And as long as you have that. You know, this job doesn't demand glamour. It doesn't demand freshness in that regard. It demands that you can interpret. You're going to be good at it. You're quick, and you know the rules and regulations of your job. So that's what I think is in your favor. And
I've put in for this job 5 times before.
She's applied since 5 times before. Thank your voice, Deanna. It's very difficult. So I'm friends.
My hearing isn't real good.
Yeah.
So your
I'll put you on.
Are you on
speaker?
Yeah, speaker. Not good.
I've applied 5 times over the last 27 years. Nothing has happened. Right now, I've reached the maximum age as far as, you know, retirement, but not as far as work. I don't know what my chances are. I know I'm experienced. I know I can deliver. What do you feel as far as the reception to my application? Do you feel that this is going to be met better? It could actually be that my supervisor is retiring, and that would open up a completely new door to the world. So I don't know what you feel.
Well, have you ever, Deanna, have you ever been written up? Have you ever been reprimanded? Is there any record of
I am a contractor, so no. Not in her good graces. Never have been, even before becoming certified.
Oh, you have a problem with
her? Before I got certified. No, I don't have a problem with her. She does have a problem with me. 4 years before being certified, when I met her, she always had this kind of hostile attitude. If she were to retire, things would be better. She is also at retirement age. I'm trying to get a psychic opinion of what you feel this time will be, because the jobs don't come up very often.
Yeah. You know, there might be a block. To me, there's probably, as long as I've known you, Deanna, somewhat of a little bit of a block in the first chakra system, your grounding, your security level. there's a little bit of block in there, and there's a little bit of block in the fifth chakra, because your fifth chakra is basically what you need to work with when you're interpreting. So there's something wrong with the first and fifth chakra. Now, that could go into your own
Are you there? Are you there? Are you
Can
there
you hear
now?
Us? Can you hear us?
Yes.
We're back. Sorry about that.
Now,
go ahead.
Now I do.
Yeah, we had
I was
a
trying to
get
technical
talk,
problem.
I was trying to access
your Facebook page. I was trying to access your Facebook page to write down that, you know, you disappeared.
Yeah. Okay, so we got to wrap this reading up. So first and fifth chakra, you got to go in there and get that cleared up through some kind of your own Dhyana meditative process. You've got to go in there and clear that up. I don't see any reason why you can't get this job. So I'm going to promote the idea that you're going to get it. There might be something in the first and fifth chakra.
Sorry.
I've got a problem with my fifth. you have to clear up. It's breathing, affirmation. There's a little bit of doubt in your voice when you're talking about the job itself. You want to eliminate that when you do your meditation. And let's see what happens. But absolutely apply. Let's see if we can get this thing rolling for you.
Thank you, Dhyana. Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. Okay. 951. We've got Nathaniel. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going? 5157 5157. Yeah. What's new? Any changes?
I just went to the doctor yesterday, and I think I'm going to be on disability for another few weeks or a couple of months. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
So that's good.
Well, as long as you've got time to sort things out and you're on disability, it's good in terms of your survival needs. That's good. But getting your life in order and promoting your higher self, you don't necessarily want to do that by being on disability. You want
right.
to be able to activate. But I understand what you're saying. It gives you time to sort things out. So this is the time, Nathaniel, to be very strong about what your intentions are until your disability runs out. And that means you have to be proactive. You have to really search and look for a job and figure out what you want to do and start to apply. I wouldn't mention to any potential employer that you're on disability. That's none of their business. I would not say that. I don't know legally if you have to, but if you can avoid it, do so. And, you know, try to maybe arrange something to where you can work. You know, if you get a job, you know, get off disability. If they don't offer you the job until you're done with disability, well, good for you. But I think you've got to utilize this time now to search and consider that the open door of disability is a means to an end, not an end in itself. You're too young to say, you know, disability is my whole life. You've got a lot to offer, Nathaniel, and so I would suggest and recommend that you keep looking, and we'll keep putting our, Chris and I, we do work every night for people together.
On the streets of Long Beach.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We're collecting donations from everybody. But anyways, we will keep that in mind, but do your part too and keep looking for work. And I'm glad you got your disability.
At least he can sustain himself while he's on the search. Are you looking for any work, Nathaniel? Any prospects?
No, you're really not supposed to look for work on disability, I don't believe.
Oh, I see.
Well,
I mean,
okay,
they don't want you to look for work, but they want you, you know, to work. I mean, that's what they that's what they were saying.
Oh, I see. I see. Well, that's understandable. Well,
they think if you could look for work, then they think that's why they didn't give me any past benefits, because I'd look for work.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know what?
That makes it challenging, right?
If that's the case.
Hey, it's all right. It's okay.
What? Say that again?
It's okay.
Well,
it's
utilize
okay that I didn't get any back pay for the disability, I guess.
Utilize your time then, Nathaniel, to be very creative. You know, use your third chakra and your fifth and sixth chakra to be as creative as you can during this time. I know you like music. You know, work on your music. Do something to keep your energy active. You don't want to stagnate. And so try to be very active in the and nurture your chakra systems to the best of your ability. Think of each chakra system, Nathaniel. Go into it and activate it as best you can from first to seventh. Know what they are, what their content are, is what feeds them. You got to feed your chakra systems like you would your pet animal. They need to be fed every day. You need to activate, make sure that they're working. And feed them healthy energies. So you have to think of it as the chakra systems are living centers. They are energy centers, and energy is life. So make sure that you're doing that. And if you feel that disability is prompting you to stagnate as well, that's what you got to get rid of. You don't want to stagnate. So on some level, short of actively looking for work, if that's not what they want you to do, make sure that you are actively nurturing and feeding your chakra systems 1 through 7. You can be very creative in how you do that.
Well, this talk is making me hungry about feeding chakras.
Yeah.
There's a thousand and one things for me to do. I have a lot of clutter items and stuff that, you know, I moved it to different storage spaces. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, I should part with.
That's always good to do. I know that I find that when
I mean, that's the first thing
things out of my life, clutter-wise, that is helpful to start grounding myself. That grounds my energy. Cleaning, you know.
Clothes,
kind of thing.
Books.
Probably a good thing.
I have cassettes I was saying before, and, you know. So it's time to call the Goodwill.
Yeah. Okay,
it'll really
Nathaniel.
Feel good when I get that done, and it'll really make the move go a lot easier if I just have a few items.
That's right.
That's a good plan.
That's what I've been thinking of, yeah.
Yeah, well, keep us posted, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot, Christian. Thanks a lot, Neil.
You're welcome. And Neil's
bye-bye.
Number, 562-596-7818. 415 is our next caller. 512, if you'd like to speak with us, press 1, and then 315 comes after 415 here. So we're descending by the hundreds. 415.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hi, Kate. What's going on?
Found an apartment to move to in the city in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah?
So that was good news, yeah.
So you're moving out. You had a roommate before moving in with a new roommate, or is this your own place?
Oh no, it's a share. It's a roommate because
rent
here is like $4,000.
What part?
I'll be near the marina.
Oh really? That's an expensive area.
Yeah, Cow Hollow area.
Cow Hollow. Yep, I know it. So, what's your birth date, Kate? Again, I know you're
actually my birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you. 9/22/67.
You know, a lot of people born on 9/22. 9/10/11/12/13.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know people with my same birthday.
So your question.
Just if anything about the upcoming year, just any birthday messages or things to, you know, make the most of the year to focus on, or we're talking chakras and chakras I need to heal work on.
You're 3 years into your fifth cycle of 9. Your master number is 9. You're 48. 9 times 5 is 45. So now you're 3 years into that. And this is going, this suggests a change. Right now, there's a kind of a mid-change in your life because you're moving in the midst of a cycle. And you're kind of, you know, 3 years into a 9, 3, 6, 9. So you're kind of one third into the cycle of a 9-year overall cycle. And that is important because now here's the thing that's important. When you look at numerology, 9, 2, 2, that's a 13.
Mm-hmm.
Now 13, 1, 3, one third. So the one-third aspect, now we can go back to your month and day and incorporate the attitude of one-third from karma into the energy that you are one-third into your sixth cycle, which will take you to 54. So you're right now 48, and, well, 48, 45, yeah, 54. So you're so you have 6 years to go. Now you're moving, so that means that this person that you're with, you're moving in with a roommate. I imagine, is that a roommate?
That's, she says, a share rental. Mm-hmm.
So that's a past life. You're moving in with a past, with someone you knew from a past life, and you're regrouping. And what's probably going to happen with this roommate is you will both go through different job experiences while you're living together. You're going to go through a job experience. They're going to go through a job experience. You're both going to go through job changes while you're living together. Because I think it has to do with transition and change within employment.
Oh, good.
So that's what I'm getting with that. Well, who had the music? Do you, or does your roommate, if you know, have any musical background?
I don't know about them. I played clarinet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Nothing serious.
No, it doesn't matter. I don't care about serious. I thought you were going to say clarinet, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I really did. I should have said it, but I didn't. But just trust me. So I thought you were going to say it was clarinet.
Should have.
Yeah, I should have. No, well, it doesn't matter. What matters is that I'm using that note and that vision to go forward. So I'm seeing that you're going to have a basic job change probably in March or April is when this job occurs, where there's a change. March or April. Or it could be March or April with your roommate. But just pay attention right now to the job changes that occur while the two of you are sharing a location of life here.
Okay.
That's where we want to go first of all, and then we can discuss things later.
Okay, Kate.
All right, thank you.
Good luck in your new plane.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah. Cute neighborhood.
You know, I mean, there are ways to look at the location, the address. You can do a reading on that. We couldn't do it on the radio, but I would be intrigued to see what the address is. Is she still listening?
Yeah, she's still listening.
What the address is, the location.
Yeah.
But that would probably take a different kind of reading.
Yeah. Okay. Let us bring on. Lettuce. See, I'm hungry. 315.
Lettuce?
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this? Barb?
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
Barb, what's your birth date, and where are you calling from, please?
I am calling from New York, and my birth date is
2/16/1962. 1962. 2/3/19
and 27/9.
Another 9.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, Barb, what's your question?
I have had a very dramatic year, to say the least, and I was hoping to find, you know, a partner. I've been alone for a few years, and I had met someone, and it seems like they just disappear out of the blue, and I just was wondering what you saw for me, if you see that coming. You know, I had just met someone. We had been talking since July and been out a few times, and literally, I haven't heard from him in you know, when you talk to somebody every day and all of a sudden you don't hear from them and he wasn't feeling well, I I'm just like, really, again? So I'm just kind of, I just was wondering what Neil saw for me,
well,
relationship-wise.
You know, you're going to be going, your karmic energy was, there was a change at the age of 27. Have I ever spoken to her?
I don't remember. Barbara,
yeah,
have we spoken with you before?
Over a year ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Okay, so at the age of 27, real quick, what happened at the age of 27?
I would probably say, I think that's when my marriage first started to take a nosedive.
Yeah, okay. So the marriage started taking nosedive, then that's when karmic energy changes. You have a 2 in your month and you have a 2 in your year. You also have a 6 in 2 different locations as well. And
mm-hmm.
you have a 1, and then that 19 is really a 10 or a 1. So actually your numbers repeat themselves constantly. 2, 1, 6, and then really 1, 6, 2.
Mm.
But there's a reflection of those energies. That means that there is problem in the second chakra. There's a problem moving from the attitude of going into a relationship, right? Then it gets sexual.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, so the relationship's sexual, and everything's going along okay. And then the sex sort of starts like a piece of gum. It starts to lose its freshness, and you're discarded, or you feel you're alone. Well, what's happening is that your second chakra has got a block. Because what, in my estimation, once the sexual energy starts to become mundane or routine, or it loses its vitality, then there's no room for transcendence. So what happens is you're meeting guys that are obviously drawn to you, and I imagine the relationships are sexually active relationships, and then it starts to disappear. Huh?
Yeah, this one hadn't even gotten there. Hadn't even gotten to that yet.
I feel like we're in an episode. Barb, are you on speakerphone or a headset? Because it's like you're very faint.
Oh no, I'm not.
Can you talk right into your receiver? Yeah, it's about the same thing.
Okay.
It's very hard to hear.
It didn't even get to the place to set. You have a block in your second chakra. It doesn't lead to anything higher, or whether there's a block that won't even let the energy come in. There's a block in there. So this results. Sometimes it's the residual energy of a divorce or a very poor kind of family upbringing. Were you ever divorced, or were your parents have a unhealthy relationship?
My parents now have a fabulous relationship. My childhood was great. My marriage was horrible. And I've only been in 2 other long-term relationships, which both have ended poorly. So, and the last one was 3 years ago.
Okay, so what's happening, Barb? Okay, so it was one or the other. Either your parents were estranged, they're not. And then my other premise was you've been divorced and it was bad news. Okay, so you got divorced, it was bad news. So there's something going on in an energy field that you got from that divorce that hasn't been cleared yet. Something lingering in your energy field with that. And I'd have to go into a deeper journey to figure it out. But there's something wrong in the second chakra as a result of that marriage and that divorce. And I don't care if you've moved out of it, there's still something there that's causing a block.
Okay.
And so I'd have to go deeper into the attitude of what it is and figure out what that is, and then maybe get you out of that mess. But that's where it's coming from. So, a further investigation, there'd be questions about the relationship and figure out what it is that you're still holding on to or that he left you with baggage. But we'd have to go into a deeper, I think I've located where the problem is. We just have to move through it.
Okay. So, in other words, you don't see anything changing for me at this point until...
I don't think the exact message. I mean, things can change.
Yeah.
Things can change, but it's not, things aren't changing. Black and white is not really, working with energy.
Your car needs work. Your car's fine. It just needs some work on it. And, it needs power steering fluid or something. It needs something corrected. But your car's okay. You're okay. But you got to do some work on your car. That's the problem. And if you're going to keep driving it the way it is, I can't see it getting better until it's corrected. So something, you know, metaphor, take your car in, get it corrected. Take your energy in, get it corrected. And then you should be running smoothly and find, you know, your proper companion.
Okay, Barb.
All right.
Good luck. And for further discussion, 562-596-7818. Okay, we have a private caller.
Like a mechanical problem she's got.
Right, but I mean, this is kind of on the theme of the topic today.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, chakras, if there's a mechanical problem in a car, it can disrupt the whole vehicle.
Something's in there.
Same thing with the chakra system. Exactly. Okay. Private caller, good morning. Hello? Hello? Can't hear them. Let's try again. Are you there, caller? Nope. I don't think they can hear us. Okay. Well, I disconnected. 512, we have one more caller, Neil, but they don't have their hand raised. 512, if you'd like to speak with us, please let us know by pressing 1 on your handset. Otherwise, we're done for the day, I think, Neil.
Okay, does they want to talk?
Nope, doesn't sound like it. But yeah, and the other caller, I don't know if there's a problem with hearing us, but we are connected. So
if we've kind of wrapped it up for today, and we've
gotten
through all of our callers, and we've did that another call just come in?
Yeah, they're back. Let's bring them on. Hi, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can hear you faintly. Who's this?
Okay. This is Sylvie. Hi, from Toronto.
Oh, hi, Sylvie. And I
How
know
you're
a 37. Good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic.
Okay. What's your birth date again?
November 6, 1979.
Okay. And she's a 34-7. What's going on, Sylvie?
Just wondering, I guess, if it's possible to determine whether or not I have any blockages right now in any of the chakras. Last time I called was related to a relationship that I was just starting out. So maybe if there's something related to that you can pick
up. Okay. Are you still, I probably should let me.
No, go ahead.
Are you still in the relationship?
I am.
All right. And
you're still
he has a daughter, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Which we know already. I think these are things we've already talked about with her.
You're still in the relationship. Is the relationship going out fairly okay?
Yes, but I feel a lot of, it kind of goes hot, cold. And I'm wondering what that's all about.
Well, you hot, cold with him or with you?
I feel that from him.
Well, there could be a blockage in his energy that is thereby affecting your chakra system, since I imagine this is a ongoing intimate relationship. So what happens in the second chakra, there's an exchange of energy. And if his energy is somewhat indecisive about stability, then that's going to affect your psyche. And where his energy about instability, does he have a questionable family background? Was there instability in his upbringing? Has he shared anything with you about that?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. His parents were divorced when he was young, and he's estranged from his father. So I'm sure that has an impact.
Yeah, that's where my intuition's going too. So I think it's not you. He's carrying into the relationship a problem that's affecting you. It's not about you.
Oh.
I mean, even if he said, well, it's you, you know, you have this, you have that. No, it's really the core issue is he's not stable, and there's something in not in alignment with his general health due to the divorce and the estrangement from his father. So that's what the problem is, and that's what's got to be addressed, or you're going to find his engine running hot and cold.
Wow. Okay, so it's not related to my chakras or any blockages that you can
Well, your chakras
see?
Are being affected. Your chakras are being affected by this. So yes, now you have an ineffective chakra system because of the imbalance of his energy and the way you are sharing your energies together. So in actuality, now your chakras are a little bit disrupted.
And I just want to ask you, Neil, how often you encounter, most people do have imbalances in the chakra system. I don't know how frequently you encounter people with completely balanced chakras, Neil, but it's not that frequent.
Balanced chakras aren't that frequent.
Right.
I don't usually see them.
Right. Everybody has usually something going on. And
yes.
So it's not totally abnormal for that to be occurring.
No,
I want to
isn't.
Tell Sylvie.
It isn't. And some people get by quite well with, you know, not perfect alignment. You know, most of the cars driving around don't have perfect alignment. You hit a bump and you're out of
right.
alignment. You know, but most of us get by. We're human beings. You know, God didn't make us in such a way that if we're not perfect, we're malfunctioning. So there's a certain window there. But for the most part, psychics encounter people who are not in alignment, unless they're doing a course where they're helping people to get to their higher self, and they're already starting on a high plane. But for the most part, at least this psychic encounters people in turmoil, distress. They're in question about things. They want to know things. You know, when you're in a higher chakra, you don't really want to know anything. You're so content with just the idea of existing, and you're so sure that you are grounded, you don't really need to seek advice from anybody. Those are high, high energy people. I don't encounter them because they don't need to talk to me. But that's okay. People who talk to me are people who need help, and there's nothing wrong with that. So to have your chakras not in alignment is pretty typical. You know, car companies you don't bring a car into a mechanic when everything's going great. You go, hey,
sometimes,
you know,
maintenance. But.
Well, maintenance, maybe a checkup. Yeah, there's checkups. People will do checkups with me that are in a high energy field. But basically, psychics are mechanics. To put it bluntly,
God forbid,
that's what
you should work on a car.
Work on a car. If I unlock a car and lock it with a button, I think I'm Rocky. But as far as the chakra systems go, that's a little bit more. Better.
So in a nutshell, really dizzy for a moment. In a nutshell, for Sylvie, what do you want to tell her she should do about this relationship?
Well, I don't want to.
We have another caller.
You're implying she's nuts.
No, not at all. Not at all. No.
What am I saying to you? Your boyfriend needs to have some issues addressed. I don't know if he's got a therapist or he's got a friend or something, but you need to address that and get to the bottom of that to help him figure things out. And that could even open up a can of worms.
Remember, there's an 11 in his energy too. I think we got the birth date before, but
yes.
Real quick, what
there was
birthday?
A past life, October 4th, 1979.
5, 15, 16.
31-4. So there's 11 between them.
That's what it was. It was 11 between them.
Yeah, you need something needs to be done to make the relationship really smooth running. You need to activate the energy of figuring out what he's still carrying in those wounds.
Okay.
Okay, it's a start, Sylvie.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. You're welcome. And we have one more caller, 708.
One more, really?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to make as much time as possible with the remainder of the show. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Barb.
Oh, hi, Barb. Another Barb. Second Barb of the day. Rare occurrence. Where are you located, Barb, and what's your birth date?
I'm in Illinois, and my birthday is 2/20/1956.
And both born in February, interestingly enough.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, kind of weird. 4/14 and 11/25/7. What's your question?
I want to know, as far as my career going forward, I'm trying to obtain employment, and I'm wanting to know what you see going forward. I really want to continue on. I started doing Reiki energy healing, and I want to do that as a full time, but I need supplementation until I can get there.
And we have about 4 minutes, so.
Okay.
Well, your master number 7, Barb, which is the nice energy to be working in that field. 7's your 7th chakra, so that's a great chakra to occupy as a master number.
And in the healing arts, of course.
And you're in the healing arts, yeah. And you have a 5/6 in your year, which leads up to 7. Actually, with the 19, you have 5/6 and 1, which actually feels like 57. You have 2/2s in your energy at the beginning. That means you have a strong, intense second chakra energy. But that's also karma. But the karma of your element also suggests that there's been some heartbreak, some breakups in the second chakra category. So did you have a divorce? Did anything with the family, problems, relationships?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those elements are karmically connected, and they can because 56s and 11 are a 2, they can still tend to follow your energy, and you want to make sure you've cleared your second chakra to promote the best
Reiki.
Never forget it.
It's
so,
phonetic.
Yeah.
Reiki,
the best Reiki energy. So you want to make sure you've got that second chakra really clear. So you want all your chakras to go into your second, make sure you're grounded, make sure there's self-energy actualized in there, a good expression. You want to make sure that that second chakra can hold any chakra, because that's where a lot of your creative power is going to come in your practice. But
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be, you know, you're 59 years old. You're 59 years old. You already went to a chakra change at the age of 50. That was 25 times 2. You are 29 years past the age of 25. 55. You're 34 years past the age of 25.
34 years past the age of 25, which is 7.
Yeah. You got some good things going on. I would just suggest that you revisit your second chakra. Go in there, meditate in terms of your themes in that second chakra, and clean up a little bit. And that might enhance your position, your career position.
Okay. Yeah.
And
it used to be much stronger years ago. And I have to agree, maybe that's where I'm lacking. I do feel the Reiki energy, though. My hands and feet are just have so much heat coming through them. Oh my goodness, tremendous!
Yeah, well, that's great. I mean, because you're meant to be a healer.
Exactly, and that's
chakra,
what I need to do. I need to be comfortable in my own skin, and that would be to be a healer. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you see me?
If you do that, you're going to be fine.
But do you see me getting another job to supplement this?
Oh, well, that's a whole different question.
So she did ask that in the beginning.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, I did.
She did.
Oh.
So that's okay. Quickly, Neil, because we do need to close the show, but...
Yeah, I do. Okay, so I do see you getting another job to supplement it, but let me ask you something. In your entire life, have you ever done any bookkeeping or office work?
Oh, sure. Throughout my whole career. Absolutely.
Well, Not everybody does bookkeeping. Not everybody does bookkeeping.
So that's the confirmation.
So that's the confirmation.
Well, actually, I shouldn't say bookkeeping. No, it wasn't bookkeeping. It was more on the lines of administrative assistant kind of work.
Yeah, but that's the same line of energy.
Yeah.
It's clerical
right.
type work. So that's what
right.
he's tuning into. It's a psychic hit, Barb, and it's a validation that you will be getting work. And you're always welcome to call our show again. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio if you have an account, and we're on the air Mondays and Wednesdays. But you came in kind of late today. So
I did. So I apologize, and I appreciate your efforts.
Oh, no apology
very
necessary.
Much.
You're very welcome. Okay, thank
you. I will
you
call
so
again.
Much.
Thank you.
Again. You're welcome. And Neil's direct number, 562-596-7818. And we are back on the air Monday and Wednesday of next week. Thanks for joining us, everybody.